סימן, תוף, ריש, יוטס, סדר, ליל, יום הכיפורים. ליל, יום הכיפורים, נוגעים שאומר שלך ציבור, וישיב ושמלו, וישיב ושמטו, הדס המוקם, הדס הקל, אנו מתאים לספלו עם העבריון. We give a special amira that allows us to daven with people that normally perhaps we would not want to be davening.
Interesting that people
like
to cry in that sentence,
and
it's like, no, you understand like what
Shaitan's focus. Maybe I don't think you have to cry at that sentence, but it's the beginning of Yom Kippur. So some people at the beginning when Kippur come in, they feel it strongest. Right? Whenever you can cry in Kippur, whenever you can feel it, you have to grab the inspiration. Mishmer Sif Katan Alef Shomer Shech Tzibar Ve'achshav Omer HaGadol Shebuchol Kier. It's like they have the Rav saying it. Mitrachat Tzareif Od Shnayim. And there are two people of Omer. Yeshiva V'chulet Sheyeshivas Maskim in the term Das HaMokom. They combine the Das HaMokom with Das HaKahal. La'tir Es HaAvaryonim Mi'Avaryonuson. They skip the brackets. Kidei Shenucha L'espal Imahim. So they can daven with them. They called, and the truth is Hashem appreciates having, he doesn't appreciate Avaryonim, but he appreciates including the Avaryonim in the tefillah. They called Tainus Tzibur She'enbo Mi Poshe Yisrael Eino Tainus. You need from Poshe Yisrael, that's like the Arava. There's no Tam, there's no Rech, there's no Torah, there's no Maisim. So, and here we find Sherei Chelbena Sherei Chara Umana Akosot Im Samone Akhtaris. The Torah needs all the ingredients, and one of the ingredients is the chalbana, which had a very bad smell. But it's only with the chalbana with the bad smell that you have the full, that you have the Torah. Without it, chisa achas b'chol samaneh chayamisa.
Some rabbis comment though that there's 11 spices.
There's 11 spices.
11, yes. Is it 11 in the Torah?
Okay.
What
and
is it? Not 11. So you really have 10 besides chalbana. Has
an infinite
width.
See, she was number 11, not part of the minion. I hear. Okay.
Why? Who says it's only 10 simanim, the Ketores? It's 11 simanim.
So he's saying, the Satmarov says that even though there's an inyan to have the Poshe Yisrael as part of the Tainus and part of the Tibor, there shouldn't be. The minion should be without him.
Okay.
He should be number 11.
He said that by mice. I don't know if he held it.
Look at the Sharatzi and Oiz Dalit, but the Rames, the Chalmanos and the Rames, She'ain Lainu L'Hokel B'Rishoim Poshe Yisrael Shaloyu B'Chlal Ta'aniseinu Tfilaseinu. You should include them. V'Hainu Kishem Shemayim Mis'Aleh Miskadesh B'Shoah Sharishoim Chosen B'Tshuva V'Rotzim This Aged U'Lisnaheg K'Maisa HaTzadikim. From the
Prisha.
It's covered Amokom that the Rishayim are making a little step, maybe it's a big step, but a step in the right direction towards Tshuva and towards HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Okay, so we have the special Amira to allow the Rishayim to join us for Rosh Hashanah and Kippur, which is around in America. There's Jews, they call them three days a year. The Jewish, the rest of the year, there's no Shaykhus.
Three days.
Rosh Hashanah, 2 days Yom Kippur. They come to Shul, and then they join Klal Yisrael for 3 days. Okay. Continues the Mechaber. Benogim she'omer kol nidrei. V'yachagach omer shechianu below kos. Shechianu below kos. Mishabrasiv katan beiz. Nogin she'omer kol nidrei, inei mine kadmonim hoya lomar. So kol nidrei is a type of hataras nedarim, and it's a machlokes rishonim. Is it hataras nedarim of the nedarim of the previous year, or is it a mesiras modah that the nedarim of the coming year? I am now saying that whatever neder I might say in the coming year without remembering,
I'm now saying
is not going to be a neder b'chol. So we say both. Hinei, let's see. Yes. Yes. So hinei mina kadmonim hayolomer miyom kippurim she'avar. It's on David's question. Ad yom kippurim zeh. So if that's the nusach, so then you're clearly talking about the Nedarim of the last year, not the Nedarim of the coming year. The high sack coming on the hot time, the darb or shvuah, shekra nadjur, vinishbu, pen avar echar aleim. Maybe chas v'shalom, someone's over on an ed there of the past year. Rabbeinu Tam hikshaz that. Rabbeinu Tam had a kasha on that. V'lachem higia sheyesh lomar miyom kiburim zeh ad yom ha-kipurim ha-ba aleinu. The coming year. That was the nusach of Rabbeinu Tam. That kavan al-hasas on nedarim sheyidur mikanu la'aban. Future nedarim of the coming year. Shelo yachol, the neder should not be chal. That will help if he makes a ned there without remembering the tnai. But if he remembers that he made the tnai by kol nidrei, he's oikir the tnai, and the tnai is chal.
So oikir
hatnai. He's oikir the tnai, and the tnai is chal. Menoagin anukir abeinu tam. With the fisa tzarch lomar dina dirna udmishtabano loshin osin. So the ma'isa we do both. We have the nusach. We do both. Yom Kippur Shavah, Yom Kippur, Yom Kippur Mzah, Ad Yom Kippur Maba Aleinu
Lefoyim. So now you know that you say Yom Kippur. So during the year, you can say Yom
Kippur. No, so he just said. It's only if you didn't remember.
Hold on.
Let's see. What was the card? Look, page 58, Dershu 58, footnote 2. So here he's bringing down the minig bismaneinu and luach eretz yisrael to do both, and the kasher ben tam is hataras nedarim needs a bezin like we do in our Rosh Hashanah. You need three people. You need to have some sort of can't just get up together and just
that's three people, but the chazan has two more people.
Yeah, but he's not doing that for.
You need to sit down.
Bezin has hataras
nedarim. Bezin, I guess. But I don't think we say din adim al the mishtavano, do we?
Okay, now hold on. Do you rely? We do both nuschos. Anyway, can you rely on this Yeshu footnote 3 as a whole discussion from the Ramah and Yoridei Asimuration of Sheish Lismach Azarak Tzorech Gado. Naim Esh Lismach Atanayza Mekan Lahaba Shayelo Yachulu Hanidarem Kasav HaRamah in Yoridei Reishit Aleph Sheish Lismach Azarak Tzorech Gado. Okay, so it's not so push. It's not a get out of jail free pass. It's not a game of Monopoly. It's not so push. Okay, right. Nedarim is something very, very chamor and important. Not to we talk a lot. Not to make a shvuah and not to make a neder.
I think we say we don't say
dina
dino de mishtabano. We say mirashon aval. No. Yeah. We say Yom Kippur Shabbat Yom Kippur Zeh Yom Kippur Zeh Yom Kippur Abba, but we don't say Din Adin or the Mishtaban B'Rashon Ati. We say only B'Rashon Avar the Adan or the Mishtaban already. Pretty sure, right?
Yeah.
I guess Yom Kippur Shabbat Yom Kippur Zeh does the Shabbat Abba.
Okay, I'm trying to learn Jain. You're saying the rest of the Nusach is not in Lashon Asid.
Yeah,
okay, so Ramogi Bro Masik, the Philip Das Rabbeinu Tam, Gamki Yechaloma, Beteva Achas, Din Darna. The Russian is a Gamma Haba Mashma. It's a Nusuch about. Akal Yamu Ima Shech Tibor Balachash. The ain't Tnei Shech Tibor, more with a Tibor. It doesn't help unless you say it yourself, so you have to say it yourself. That's by the Kol Nidre. The Achakach Omer Shechiyonu below Kos, Mishabur Sivkotan Gimel. That's a Gemara and Ervin Daf Mem. So that I never understood why we do that. It's better to have one person make the berov, I'm not just melach. The shetiva should make the berov. Everyone should listen and answer amen. So we don't always do that because we're very in our door. We're cholem, even not in our door. The Rambam already, so we showed him talk about it. We can't pay attention. So that's by benching. That's by zimun. Really, the nezamin should bench the whole thing, and we listen and answer amen. Elamai, we're going to be cholem. So then you're going to miss that on the mitzvah daraisa benching. It's very long. But here you're talking about a shechion. It's not a mitzvah daraisa. It's a bracha d'rabon. It's a very short bracha. It's much shorter than kiddush, which is also mitzvah daraisa. Okay, maybe a yotzek or the magar bram with marav or shabbos. But we do have a Kiddush and Avdalah is a lot longer than a Shechianu. Why can't we listen to Shechianu and be Mekayim Barov HaHajiz Melech? I don't know.
Barov HaMadrat Melech is only when one says and they all listen. Maybe if they all say it's all HaMadrat,
no? No, that's not what they say. Okay, but even though everyone's saying it together, they're still in your answering Amen. So the Mishavura continues, and Sifkotin came up. V'toshi yimaru l'sayim ha-brocha Hashem ha-brocha la'atzmo k'dei she'kishim esayim she'l tzibu ha-brocha yomru Amen. You can answer Amen to the brocha on the Tzir Tzibu, so you should finish up before she'l tzibu. No, not after. If you're in the middle of a brocha of Shechiyanu, then you can't answer Amen. So you have to finish up before. Below Kos, okay, that's a discussion over there in Erev and Nachman. The cave in the Mevarach Shechiyanu, afilu v'adayim, v'od yom, ki v'alei kedushas yom ha-kippur. Once you say Shechiyanu, boom, it becomes Yom Kippur. You can't drink the kos, but also the mishti. So the Gemara discusses, but it needs to retain the tinok, so give it to a baby. Also the misra, lishtos b'yom ha-kippur, v'filu k'shigia, l'shnasi yigim, he'll think, oh, you're allowed to drink the kos of Shechiyanu. And he's going to come to make mistakes even when he becomes a bar mitzvah boy. That's the whole discussion. Because if you have a bris on Yom Kippur, you give it to the tinok. Or maybe you give it to the mother if she's allowed to drink. And they talk about Tisha B'Av. Yom Kippur, Pascha, she's not allowed to drink. You give it to the tinok. So why don't you give it to the tinok over here? So there, the tinok is mamish, an 8-day-old baby. And over here it's something happens every year. A bris on Yom Kippur does not happen every year. It does maybe somewhere in the Jewish people, somewhere in the world.
Another kippur size of the baby because it's to be raised.
Can't
make the bracha just for the baby.
Right. So Rashi seems to say that the bracha, it's not to be mekayin in the bracha. It's just it's a gnai to make a bracha on the kos and not drink the kos. But really, the bracha, right? The bracha was only for the baby. The baby doesn't need the bracha. It would be a bracha l'batala. That's a Rashi over there, Erevin Daf Mem, that right. Sounds like you don't need it out bracha levatala, it's out, you know, covered of the coast, that it's a gnai for no one to drink. Okay, now we wear a talis, the whole Yom Kippur, basically, including Ma'ariv. It continues the Mishnah Berurah of Katan Dal. Yisati b'talis, v'od yom k'dei l'baruch. You should put on the talis Erev Yom Kippur while before Shkia, or before Tzeis, at least. No, you give it before Shkia, so that you can make a bracha. Mishin Devalayla, Mavarch, and I feel like Susam Yuchad, La Yom. The Pot success of Isam also, the famous Machlaikes between the Rambam and the Rosh. What is it coming to include? The Rambam says night is not mitzvah, no mitzvah tzitzis at night at all. The Rosh says no, the Pasuk is not coming to exclude tzitzis at night, coming to exclude Ksus Laila, pajamas. If you have pajamas, four-cornered pajamas, it's pater from tzitzis. So we don't have a clear psak in the Machlekes Rambam Rosh, and therefore we're choshish for both, and you only make a bracha if it's daytime clothing during the day. And therefore, the talis is a daytime beged, but if you want to put it on at night, according to the Rambam, there's no mitzvah, so there's no bracha. So therefore, you should make sure you put it on miba'od yom. Why do we wear a talis? Yeshua brings down footnote 5 to be like the malachim that are white, which is also why we wear the kittel. Okay, it says the Ramah, Hagav Yachikach Mespalim Arvis. So after Kol Nidre comes Marav. Benogin Lomar Kol Nidre Ba'odo Yom, you should say Kol Nidre by daytime, Umamshech B'nigunim Adalayla. And then you continue with Nigunim Adalayla. You're saying Kol Nidre 3 times. Each time a little bit louder than the time before. So again, we do both. But even though according to Rabbeinu Tam, it's on the future, not on the past. You're not allowed to do Hataras and Darim, Hafaras and Darim on Shabbos or Yontif or Yom Kippur, and therefore it has to be done Miba'od Yom before it becomes Yom Kippur. It says, but even though, according to Rabbeinu Tam, it's not a real Hataras and Darim, it's not on the past, it's on the future, but it's similar to Hataras and Darim, and therefore it should be done Miba'od Yom. Okay, now. I don't know if it means all three times have to be done Be'od Yom, because that we don't do. We certainly don't do it before. We start before Shkia, and we go in. Maybe it's done before Tzitzis HaKochavim. Maybe, you know, Ben Hashmashas would be better. וכן אומר שייך ציבור שלוש פעמים וניסח לכל הדס ישראל, והקהל אומרים שלוש פעמים ויאמר השם שלחתי כדבריך. ואל ישן האדם ממן הגעיר, אפילו בניגונים או ביוטים שאומרים שם, every city, every shul should do according to their minhag. Not to be mazalzel and minhagim and niguunim and piyutim, everything should be done the way it's normally done. I feel binigunim. Why not? What's the big deal? Mishabisu katan zayin. Kaideza mebalba das akal. People are used to their old nigunim. They want to hear their old nigunim. Okay. Sif beis. Velel yom kippurim umacharasa. Omrim baruch shem kva machusado. On the ed b'kol ram we say baruch shem out loud. Out loud. Mishabisu katan ches. Lu shiras hamalachim yom kippurim gam yisrael domi the malachim is similar to the Malachim. And therefore it should be said out loud. Now, we know that in the Chumash, we have Shema. Shema Yisrael Shema Yisrael Mechad. And then we have to. You don't have Baruch Shem. Next week's Parsha is Vayechi. So Yaakov even calls together his sons to tell them where Mashiach is going to come. And then he forgets, and he's afraid that maybe one of them, Chas V'Shalom, Abraham, had a wicked son named Yishmael. Yitzchak had a wicked son named Esav. So Yaakov is nervous. Maybe one of his boys, Chas V'Shalom, is not Ra'oi. So he tells his boys, oh, he forgot. Maybe one of them, Chas V'Shalom, is not Ra'oi. And the son tells the father, Shema Yisrael Hashem HaKim Hashem HaKad. And when he heard that, he was relieved. And he said, Baruch Hashem. He said, Baruch Hashem, Kivah Machusalom Ved. So Gemara Pesachim tells us, so Chazal didn't know what to do. We have a mitzvah to say Shema every day, twice a day. And should we say Baruch Shem? Moshe Rabbeinu didn't write it in the Torah. Yaakov Avinu did say it, so they didn't know what to do, so they compromised. We say it, but we say it quietly. Baruch Shem quietly. But that was also a Shiras Malachim, so on Yom Kippur, when we have it on the Dark of a Malach, so then we say it out loud. The rest of the year, we say it quietly. Now, Dirshu, footnote 7, has a very important point about Tefillah Zaka. There's a special Tefillah to say when Yom Kippur is coming in called Tefillah Zaka. It's very long. And it has, in Tefillah Zaka, there's a Vidui. We say Vidui at Mincha, which is before Suda Mafsekas, in case someone Chas V'Shalom chokes at the Suda Mafsekas and they don't make it into Yom Kippur, they should die with a Vidui. So that's why it's Vidui at Mincha on Erev Yom Kippur. And then they say there's another vidui brought down to have another vidui when even before Maariv, right when Yom Kippur comes in. So that's the Tefillah Zaka. So here it says in Dirshu, footnote 7, with the meaning to say Tefillah Zaka, the Chai Odom said, so most people, I thought, say Tefillah Zaka before Kol Nidre. The problem is that part of Tefillah Zaka includes being Mekabel Yom Kippur. And once you're Mekabel Yom Kippur, so basically it becomes, there's a mitzvah to Tosefes Yom Kippur, that's the source of Tosefes Shabbos, Tosefes Yontif, which most Rishonim hold the mitzvah d'arayis, it comes from Tosefes Yom Kippur. That's the source. That's what the Gemara talks about. That's what the Pasuk talks about. So according to the Rambam, it's only Tosefes Inui. According to others, Rambam doesn't believe in Tosefes Shabbos, doesn't believe in early Shabbos, early Yontif, no such thing. The other Rishonim say there's a mitzvah d'oraisa, a chiyuv d'oraisa to be mekabel Shabbos early, to be mekabel Yontif early, and to be mekabel Yom Kippur early, not just with Inui, but even with everything else. So if you're mekabel Yom Kippur early, so then it's Yom Kippur, so we just said that Kol Nidre is supposed to be before Yom Kippur. So now you're mekabel Yom Kippur, became Yom Kippur, so you kind of have this theory. So a little discussion of Tefillah Zaka should come before Kol Nidre, but then the problem is that you just with mekabel Yom Kippur. So that's a machlokes, whether Tefillah Zaka could be or should be before Kol Nidre or after. And then there's they bring down from Chaim Kanievsky from Sefer Ishei Yisrael that it's after the Kaim Shneim. You can say Tefillah Zaka, but skip the line that you're Mekabel Yom Kippur. Shenochon shelo yikabel leim kedushas hayom ad la'achar Kol Nidre. Yeah, but the way we do Kol Nidre, after Kol Nidre, if you're going to wait for all three, it's already after Shkia. After Shkia, already you missed out on the mitzvah of being Mekabel Yom Kippur early. There's a whole discussion if you have to be Mekabel Bepeh, or just the fact that you're not doing Malacha, that's enough of a Kabbalah. There's a discussion every Shabbos, every Yom Tov. Then you bring down from Shlomo Zalman and Halicha Shlomo. Shekevin shaminig the Amar b'kol shana la'achar kabbalas kedusha sayom nasa kamisha hisnu. It's as if you made it tonight, even without actually making it tonight. That you're not mekabel yom kippur l'chol dover. She mekabel yom kedusha yom kippur l'chol dover prat la'ataras nadarim. Aside for the kol nidre. Okay, I'm sure not everyone agrees that you can be mekabel yom kippur l'chatzotin either yom kippur or is not yom kippur. If you can make it tonight, well, and then daven mincha.
Lo
pashut. I don't know. Okay, that's a discussion. That's all discussion. Is it mamish turning Friday into Shabbos, or it's only for an isur melacha? I remember someone came over here, we had a guest, it was Mekabel Shabbos, he didn't daven mincha, and he went to Rav Ackerman and told him to do Hataras Nedarim, to undo his Kabbalah Shabbos, so he could daven mincha.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so it was different, but he didn't make it tonight. He didn't make it tonight, the Chatzon, so that's all of these are big sugyas and very not posh.
Sif. I have a question about the Chatzon.
Okay, afterwards. Siv Gimel, Im Chal B'Shabbos, if Im Kippur falls out on Shabbos, Omrim Vayechulu, Ubrocha Achas Me'ein Sheva, V'choysim Mekadosh HaShabbos, V'ein Amaskir Shel Yom Kippur, you don't say Shel Yom Kippur, because it's not Shayach Yom Kippur, it's something that's for Shabbos. The continues Ramah, well, V'ein Omrim Vino Makena B'Shabbos, Im Kippur falls out on Shabbos, you don't say Vino Makena on Shabbos, except, I think by Ne'ilah, right?
Yeah.
But you will say it at Mincha. The Ramah somewhere else says that there's a different minhagim about Avinu Malkeinu by Mincha and Erev Yom Kippur. And the Ramah says Minag Iri, the minag of his ear, is not to say Avinu Malkeinu by Erev Yom Kippur at Mincha, unless it's Erev Shabbos, and then you're not going to say it most of Shabbos. So then you will say it on Erev Yom Kippur, Erev Shabbos, Erev Yom Kippur. Even when Yom Kippur falls out on, usually when you have a tinus, you don't fast on Shabbos, but of course Yom Kippur, Shabbos, Shabbos, and you fast Yom Kippur even on Shabbos. The minhag is to have someone standing next to the Shliach Tzibur on Yom Kippur, one to the right and one to the left. Mishabasiv katun yubeis. When Moshe Rabbeinu davened by the war against Amalek, Aaron v'chur tamchu biyadav, he held his hands. The chiyada, the famous Mishnah Rosh Hashanah, the chiyada of Shamayi she'oisus mechama or shovus mechama, mistaken klapei mala, and then they would win. And then Moshe Rabbeinu's arms were heavy, so he had Aaron v'chur tamchu biyadav. Daf Yomi asked, why is he sitting? He's wearing tainus. Learned a week or two ago, why is Moshe Rabbeinu like the king of the Jewish people? Why is he sitting on a rock? He should sit on a cushioned chair. So Moshe Rabbeinu sits on a rock. He doesn't sit on a cushioned chair, and he has trouble keeping his hands raised, directing the hearts of Klai Yisrael Lamala. So Aaron Bechur are holding up his hands. There's a minhag to stand for all the davenings on Yom Kippur entirely. It doesn't mean all night long. And the reason to stand is Dugmas HaMalachim. They say women are not like Malachim. They don't have to stand. No Indian to stand. But even, there's an Indian to stand, but it's not, most of us do not stand for all the tefillahs of all Yom Kippur. There's an inyan to sleep in shul and stay up all night and say shiras v'shishbachos, but since then we're going to fall asleep during the whole davening, so that's not recommended for most of us. That's what Mishra brings on Sivkos and Yadalit from the Lavush. Okay, if you're sleeping in shul, Tov, says the Ramah, Tov lishon rachok min aron, not to be close to the Aron, because when a person sleeps, it leads to hafacha. Mishen wrote to Lomas Tishbach and Surah B'Laila, Lo Yishan Shem, don't sleep there unless you're... Mishen wrote to Lomas Tishbach and Surah B'Laila, Lo Yishan Shem, don't sleep there unless you're planning on learning there all night. Rachazan is bound to call the Yom Lo Yoru Kol Halayla. Kim Abin Kolim Shem Mishayim. Someone davening for the Ombud should not stay up all night because it will ruin his voice. That's Siman Tov Reish Yud Tes.